With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Next weekend, the Women in the Arts Festival will be back in East Lansing. One of the music acts on the schedule is a groundbreaking all-female jazz ensemble. For WKAR's Inside the Arts this week, I talked with a founding member of the Detroit-based group, Straight Ahead. The Grammy Award-nominated ensemble Straight Ahead was the first all-female jazz group signed to Atlantic Records. They have a long history of touring the U.S., Europe, and the Caribbean. The founding members are drummer Galen McKinney, bassist Marion Hayden, and pianist Alina Moore. The current lineup also includes Ingrid Racine on trumpet and singer Kimberly Wright. According to Moore, their catalog could be described as a gumbo of music.
We have the jazz, we have the blues, we have Latin, we have funk, and then we just are very open to the contemporary sound, and because we have this tremendous background and all these different flavors, it is something that we appear to be able to kind of flow into quite easily.
Moore points out that while all of the band members are women, Straight Ahead is more about the music and their skills rather than their backgrounds.
When I was invited to join this particular group, the gender was almost second to me, but it was really about the music. These were some very fine musicians that I felt I could learn a lot from.
Still, in a business made up largely of men, there are advantages to working within a sisterhood.
It's been said that jazz is a fraternity, and it is. It was really nice to have a safe space as women musicians, and there is a certain gender experience that we share that makes it easy for us to come together and to create, but it is really nice to have like your sorority sisters.
Jazz, jazz has been around the world.
This year marks the 40th year of the Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing, supporting female artists from mid-Michigan. Alina Moore is looking forward to the opportunity to play there.
We're just really glad to be a part of it, and I think it's wonderful to highlight women in the arts, to show the accomplishments of all. So I think it's going to be a gathering of tremendous power and joy and strength for us all to be together. You know, there's a certain synergy that we get when we're all together that cannot be duplicated on screens or anything else.
The 2025 Women in the Arts Festival performance schedule includes The Rebel Eves on Friday, November 7th, and Straight Ahead on Saturday, November 8th. Both concerts start at 7:30. The festival also includes an artist market, food, and more music on those dates. Everything happens at Edgewood United Church in East Lansing. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.